Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. United took a big step towards the Europa League semi-finals with an away win over Granada in the first leg of their last eight tie. Marcus Rashford put United ahead when he superbly collected Victor Lindelof's long pass and slid a finish past goalkeeper Rui Silva. Yangel Herrera on loan from Manchester City hit the outside of the post for the Spanish side, and ex-Tottenham striker Roberto Soldado also fired wide. United doubled their lead late on when Bruno Fernandes squeezed a penalty past Silva after Jan Bryce fouled the Portuguese midfielder. The second leg is at Old Trafford in a week's time, with the aggregate winners advancing to a semi-final against either Ajax or Roma. The Italian side are leading that tie 2-1 after the first leg in the Netherlands. United will be without midfielder Scott McTominay, left-back Luke Shaw and central defender Harry Maguire for the second leg, as they will all be suspended after picking up bookings in Spain. Moving on, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was delighted with the performance of Rashford and Fernandes as they helped United to that victory on Thursday. He said, "It's not a perfect night. We got three yellow cards and suspensions, but a 2-0 result is very good. We know how difficult it is to come to Spain to get a result like this, and I'm happy with the result. Marcus and Bruno have been exceptional for us and are so important. The first goal was a very good run from Marcus. He took the ball fantastically and did a good finish, and Bruno is so good on penalties." Well, finally, United are reportedly keen on signing Juventus attacker Dejan Kulusevski. The 20-year-old has been a regular for the old lady during the season, making 37 appearances across all competitions, contributing 5 goals and 4 assists. He joined Juve from Atalanta in January 2020, but he spent 2019 on loan with Parma, and the latest reports claim that United are ready to explore the possibility of signing the Sweden international during this summer's transfer window. That's all for now. We'll have more later.